when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you tuned in. I always wonder how many people tune in right at the scheduled time so they hear the opening of the show, you know? Because if you're anything like me, you're always a couple of minutes late for something. It's like, oh yeah, there was going to be that thing on I wanted to watch, and it's a couple minutes later. So you missed the big fancy opening. Gosh darn it anyway. Anyway, it's another show ready to go. I got a stack of old-time records, and my mission is to play them. And the percentage of Christmas records continues to increase as we gear up. Of course, next week will be the all-Christmas show here on the Oompa Hour. So whenever you happen to tune in for the next show after the show this week, which would be next week, brilliant scheduling on my part, we'll have all Christmas old-time music for you like we do every year. So be ready. In the meantime, let's start off with kind of a holiday tune, kind of. I have Jingle Bells. To get us rolling, the Jingle Bells Polka, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, in a song that has nothing to do with Christmas. I believe we've discussed this before on the show. Jingle Bells, a song written about a sleigh race. And it has nothing to do with Christmas. In fact, it was written for Thanksgiving. And it's called Jingle Bells because back in the day when people rode a sleigh everywhere, before we had cars and whatnot, a sleigh going through the snow is virtually silent. Being pulled by a horse, very quiet, whoosh, you don't even hear it. So at night, of course, you didn't have all the headlights and fancy stuff like you have now. So what would happen is a sleigh coming around a corner with another sleigh coming the other way might crash into each other because they didn't know they were there. So they put sleigh bells on them, which were often called jingle bells. And that's why you have jingle bells on your one horse open sleigh, because you're riding at night and you don't want to crash into the other guy in his sleigh. And because of that, this is somehow a Christmas song.
Hey, Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
There you go, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra there, and Jingle Bells getting us rolling, a holiday season kind of show here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and of course, we'll play plenty of regular records this week too, but more holiday records than usual next week. All holiday records here on the Oompa Hour. So, be forewarned. I don't know. I love Christmas music. I'm one of those weirdos. You can play Christmas music all year round. I mean, not like 24/7, but I have no problem listening to Andy Williams sing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year in June. I know I'm weird, but anyway, let's do Little Joe's Dance Band, shall we? Here's the Esperanza Polka. There you have it. There, Little Joe's Dance Band here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another week, wherever you happen to be. And, you know, you think about it, you could be listening to this anywhere in the world. What with the internet and streaming and downloading and broadcasting, and that's kind of scary when you stop to think about it, isn't it? Anyway, what do we want to do? Oh, I'm going to play Eddie Lash here in a second. Let's talk about World of Accordions Museum, as long as I'm sitting here yabber-yabbering away here. Check them out. Might want to visit. You probably would. Might be a long way for you, though, but maybe plan it on a future trip when you're going to be in the area or whatever. World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have the concert hall, of course. They have the accordion repair and technician school. They have vast amounts of information. If you want to learn about the musicians, the instruments, the history of any of that, check them out. You can look it up online. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. And there's a lot of pictures there. You can take a look at some of the exhibits and whatnot. And, hey, you might want to think about paying them a visit. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the interwebs. They're on Belknap Street if you happen to be in Superior, Wisconsin. Eddie Lash and his star concertina. This is the Tricky Fingers Polka. Teddy Lash and his star concertina there, Tricky Fingers Polka. See, if I were playing it, any kind of fingers on the concertina would be mighty tricky, because it would not come out sounding like music. That's for darn sure. So there you go. Now, my question is, what is the difference between Kenny Bass and his orchestra and Kenny Bass and his polka poppers? And I ask this question because, I mean, I realize you could change the name of the band down the road. And that would be fine. But I'm going to play the one potato, two potato polka here. And on this side of the record, it says it's Kenny Bass and his orchestra. Obviously, there's a different song on the other side of the record. And it says it's Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. I don't think it's a different group of people. Do you? No, I don't think so. I don't know. Anyway, here they are. Kenny Bass and his orchestra, whereas the other side is Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. I've got half a mind. That'd be bad if I just ended the sentence right there. I've got half a mind to flip the record over and play the other side and see if it sounds like a different band. Do you want to do that? Is that crazy talk? Because we just played Kenny Bass and the orchestra. The flip side of the record says it's Kenny Bass and his polka poppers, and I can't even pronounce the name of the song. It's a medley of three songs. Let's do it. This is spontaneous radio, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just throw. I like the sound of Kenny Bass anyway. So let's just throw the other one in here and play whatever this is on the other side, because it says it's Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. So I don't know. Let's roll it.
Oh,
There you go. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers there. And a little medley for you, which is the flip side of a record by Kenny Bass and his orchestra, I Have a Theory. Were you paying attention to that with me? I Have a Theory. The Polka Poppers are the singers. Because the One Potato, Two Potato polka didn't have any singing on it. And it said with the orchestra. The other side that we just played, going against all rules of radio by just flipping over a record and playing the other side, which says Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers had singing on it. So my theory is the Polka Poppers are the singers. I have no evidence to back that up, but it's my theory anyway. Time for another holiday record. I got to ramp these up a little bit here this week. Here's Frank Yankovic. Not Frankie. It says Frank on the record. With none of the Yanks, apparently. Here's the old-fashioned Christmas polka.
Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka.
There you go, Frank Yankovic. It does not credit any of the Yanks. On that record, let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and of course, plenty more Christmas records coming up in the show. I think I picked out five to throw in here. We've only played two. I got to step it up a little bit here. Here's one everybody knows that we don't play very often. Here's Bernie White and his polka band and Hot Pretzels.
Thank you.
Bernie White and his polka band there on Hot Pretzels, which sounds really good to me right now. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Now, see, when I think about hot pretzels, I mean, you know, like the kind that you get, you know, the big hot fluffy pretzels. A lot of people get mustard and put on it. All I want is a lot of salt with it and a root beer, which is weird because I'm not normally a root beer drinker. To be honest, I'm a Diet Pepsi guy. But nothing goes better with one of those big pretzels like you get at the mall or at the stock car racetrack. Yeah, that's half the reason to go to the races. Get a big giant pretzel. For some reason, they go really good with a root beer. Weird. And not diet root beer either, for Pete's sake. Diet Pepsi, yes. Diet root beer, not so much. Anyway, let's throw another Christmas song in here. John Jeske and Carl Henry team up for this one. I want to be Polish for Christmas.
My best friend is Polish. He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I missed. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll propose on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey!
Wesoły świąt, Boże Narodzenia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This jolly Polish greeting, may your Christmas be the best. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list.
I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must,
all I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody
I trust.
Hey!
How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the pierogies, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself?
John Jeske and Carl Henry there. I want to be Polish for Christmas. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us as this is the pre-Christmas week show. So I've got a few more Christmas records in here than I usually do. But next week, it's all Christmas records. Which reminds me, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour with a request or a dedication or a happy ho-ho-ho or whatever it might be, there's like a million ways you can do it in this modern technological world. You can phone and leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985, right? 218-259-2985. And I tried to figure it out. That doesn't really spell anything. You know, some people have really cool phone numbers, like it could be 800-FUN-POLKA or something. But no, I don't have that, so don't try it. You can email, though, oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one. Or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And if you have a request or anything, if you have something you'd like to hear in the Christmas show next week, if you get it to me quick enough, I'll see if I can't dig it out. Because it's very hard to find records, because even though they're in some semblance of order, not really. But I'd be glad to try to find a request for you, especially for the Christmas show next week, if you have anything coming up you want to hear. So there you go. Georgie Cook and the Orchestra. You know, this is a good song that somebody really loved, because it's a well-worn Decca 45 from the 50s. And here's a great Happy Music Polka. There you go. Good one there from Georgie Cook and the Orchestra and the Happy Music Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Got more Christmas music coming up here in a second, so stand by for that. I'm trying to figure out what sleeve this record belongs in. Must be this one. That doesn't seem right, though. I try to keep the records organized, as you well know, and it looks like I'm about due to get the big fluffy paintbrush out and the vacuum, one of them little shop vac deals, and clean up in here, because the turntables and the stuff get dusty, you know, on the parts that you never touch. And the only way to clean it is to, like, brush it with a big fluffy paintbrush while you got a vacuum running next to it, because there's all these little buttons and doodads. But I'm noticing, now that the light is coming in the window from another direction as the seasons change, I can see a lot more dirt in here. It's going to need to be cleaned up, that's for sure. So I don't know. Been shopping for a car. I don't like doing that in the winter. I don't like doing that. I tend to buy them and drive them forever. You may remember a few weeks ago, I told you that my beloved 2010 Ford Escape that I have babied for 10 years, that I truly loved, was destroyed by me running it into a large buck deer at 65 miles an hour. That's okay. Car, not so much. Insurance company was like, even if we try to fix it with the cheapest, crappiest parts we can find, it's not worth enough to fix it. So we bought a junker to get by with. Basically, you know, what people, I guess, call a winter beater. My four-year-old grandson calls it old stinky because when we got it, it had terrible exhaust leak and it stunk bad inside. And it still smells like a garage, kind of, when you're riding in it. And every time he has to ride in that car, he's like, Grandpa, this car stinks. So we call it old stinky. See, we name the cars. You know, we got Rex, we got old stinky, we got Big Red. And so we call it old stinky, and it'll get me by just fine, but it's ugly and rusty, and it's 20 years old. So I see that all of a sudden Ford comes out with the brand new Bronco. And I'm a Bronco lover from the olden days. So I went to look at one at the dealership yesterday, and it's pretty much decided that I will be getting one of these. Of course, they just came out, and nobody's got any, and they want you to order one and then wait, and it'll be months. But it's a car made for a guy like me because I'm kind of old school. You know, once you're in the old fart category, you know, the radio actually has knobs. Imagine that. A brand new car today with a radio that has knobs. One of them says Vol and the other one says Tune, just like they did in 1967. This is a car you don't need a lot of education to operate it unless you're a young person. In which case, you've never seen a Vol knob. You have a Vol button to turn it up and down. Anyway, I think that's going to be the next car, though. And if it lasts me for 10 years, I'll probably be too old to be driving by then anyway. Or else they're going to have to get me a tank, one or the other. I don't know. Anyway, let's do Stan Wisniak and his orchestra, shall we? I like Bumba. Stan Wisniak in the orchestra there. I like Bumba here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out here. Hey, turn it up. You never know what might happen. You don't want to miss something. You know what I mean? I got more Christmas records coming up in the show. We still got to get a waltz in here, although I do have a slow number for you next, but I don't believe you're going to waltz to it. Let's do Marv Herzog and White Christmas, shall we?
the white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Marv Herzog there, White Christmas here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is. Ha! Your old-time oldies show. Gotta hit the right button. Sometimes you want to turn off the record player. One shan't turn off the microphone. It's one of the first things you learn in radio school. Ample Airs Orchestra. Here it is, the Caledonia Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, the ample airs there. That's the Caledonia Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And what's this over here? Oh, it's another Christmas song. There, hi, you're dancing to that one, aren't you? Peach Salins Orchestra. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Speaking of dancing, we got to get our weekly waltz into the show this week here. And I happen to have Polka Spirit ready to do the Blue Skirt Waltz. Tell you what, we will dance after we do the commercial.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you we were going to waltz right after the commercial, and I am not one to fib to you. This is Polka Spirit and the Blue Skirt Waltz.
Waltzing with you, you thrilled me with strange delight, then softly you stole away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced
just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back, don't be blue anymore.
Right, dancers, so now relax now. There's Polka Spirit and the Blue Skirt Waltz. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just blowing our way through another stack of great old-time records here. Glad you're along for the ride. Here we go. I got another Christmas tune for you. Craig Ebel here. The kids will love this one, I think. I always thought this was a cute one. It's called the Christmas Tiger Polka.
I told Santa what I want for Christmas. He gave a little wink to me and said he'll see what he can do. So now I'm waiting in my red pajamas underneath our Christmas tree so patiently to see my wish come true. I'm not that kind of kid who hopes for planes and trains and number games or G.I. Joes and Matchbox cars or rocket ships that go to Mars. What I told Santa Christmas, a furry, lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. My friends and neighbors, they all think I'm crazy for asking Santa Claus a foolish thing to place beneath my tree. But I'm here waiting in my red pajamas, eating all the milk and cookies that I left him to see what he leaves me. I'm not that kind of kid who wants a face or foot or basketball or tanker toys and Tonka trucks or posters that hang on the wall. What I told Santa, what I want for Christmas, squeezable Christmas tiger. Give me a huggable, kissable, squeezable Christmas tiger. Oh, come on, Santa.
There you have it there, the lovable, kissable, squeezable Christmas tiger. Craig Ebel here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Catch him on the radio, too. He's got a radio thing going on. A lot of good entertainment from Craig. Did I say Chris? I see Chris and Craig on the screen in Christmas, and I may have. It's Craig, though, just in case I louse that up, because it could happen. Let's do a little medley of old-time favorites. And I know that it's old-time favorites because that's the name of the song. It's the old-time favorites polka medley. Here is Polka Magic.
Całe sajcie, dziewczynie grobie moje, hej, hej, kawalerowie. Czy są sajcie, dziewczynie grobie. Na zdrowie hoksi, na zdrowie bracia będzie śpiewał i będzie pigie muzyki grał. I cię wdziałek ja wam nalał. Na zdrowie, hopsi, na zdrowie. Di-da-da, di-da-da, di-da-da-da-da, e-da. Di-da-da, di-da-da, di-da-da-da-da, e-da. On the weekends I get tipsy, on the head my wife, she hits me. Hoi, Donna, Donna, hoi, Donna. Я чеком, я чем любим, ой, Дана.
Ой, Дана.
Ой, Дана, як ще маш? Коханье, як ще маш? Повідь мі, ке я з тобе ще бачив. Kochanie, jak się masz? Powiedz mi, kiedy z tobą jeszcze ba?
Jak się masz?
Hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, Dana. Hupaj, szupaj, Dana. Hupaj, szupaj, Dana. Don't know, stary, na powód, że ci szalej szybszana. Od samego rana. Hupaj, szupaj. Hey girl, I'm my girl. Hey, lass of me on lassie. Hey, just a papu jowi. Hey, nash a papu jowsi.
There's Polka Magic, old-time polka favorites here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show as we get ready to wrap up another one here. Hey, I want to remind you, though, if you visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, just about every week I have posted the playlist for the upcoming week's song, like by Thursday the week before. So if you want to see if one of your favorites is coming up, you can check that on our Facebook page. Also, if you have request, dedication, comment, question, whatever, you can also post that on the Facebook page, and I'll probably see it because I take a look at it at least a couple of times a week. So, yeah, if you had a request or something like that you want to get in there, that would be an opportunity for you to do that. In the meantime, the old clock on the wall says it needs a new battery, but my watch tells me that the show's over for the week. But have no fear. Next week, all old-time Christmas records. So Christmas music fans, get ready.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ.
requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week with all the Christmas songs. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.